At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
You got something you need to get off your chest? Yes, you do. We know you do. 585-252-9800. That's right. Come through. Let it rip this morning.
Literally. You gotta do it. No, literally.
There's no FCC, okay? Anything goes, you guys. Joey is here and says half the people I know in the city shouldn't be allowed to own pets, considering they treat them like accessories instead of living things. There, I said it.
I haven't let my dog out in 12 hours. You think they're okay? No, they're not, Jessica. They're not. They're not.
Well, I've been at Half Pint the whole time.
Okay, well, that's fine, I guess.
All right, let's go over to Cynthia before Breezy has an aneurysm.
I'm very passionate about animals in that way.
Cynthia says, I think it should be acceptable to order kids' meals as an adult. My sister's 36, but she's only 4'3". And it's okay for her to order a kid's meal, but if I want one as a snack, it's an automatic no.
Who's going to tell you no, Cynthia? Yeah.
Count your days, CB. There, I said it. She must be talking about Cracker Barrel. Is it Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel? I didn't even know we still had one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, down in Henrietta.
The rock in the chairs?
Airport.
Some checkers. There's definitely pros and cons, though, to being that height. I mean, you could order a kid's meal, but you can't ride the jackrabbit at Seabreeze.
Yeah, I know. Mine for today is this. Please, for the love of God, can we stop throwing around the word narcissist like we know what it means?
That means you have to stop using it, too.
I don't really use it that much.
You do every time you've ever described an ex.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Every one of them.
No, I don't. Oh. I dated one.
Wow.
One.
Your voice went way up.
And I know for certain textbook she was. So, there I said it. I don't know how this turned into that.
Hop button.
You always take it there. Always. I wasn't even talking about her. And you're like, we should talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know.
What are
you
gonna getting do? Another cease and desist.
Brittany says, sorry, but I'm sick of tipping everywhere. I know you guys have talked about this 1,000 times, but this morning this guy handed me a muffin and then flipped the screen around. For what? I'm sorry, no tip for you. There I said it. No tip for you. Well, you know, we've talked about tipping culture 100 times, and that's just what it is.
Tip, tip, tip.
I came on the show and I said it out loud. If I have to walk up to the counter and order my own food, I'm not tipping.
Right.
And I broke that rule months ago.
Did you ever get your money back for that?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I still tip, though, because there's a line of people behind me and they're watching you. So I always end up tipping.
No, I know, but when you...
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah, I did.
Thank God.
Mine for today, too, is if your car still has graduation balloons tied to it from 3 weeks ago, I'm judging you at every stoplight. Mm-mm. You could take that stuff off now. Nobody is proud of your kid but you. There, I said it.
I'll take it a step further. There is an expiration date for when you can stop hanging your tassel from your rearview mirror.
Oh, man. I'm guilty.
He's like, it's in there now.
No, it's not in there now, but I had it up until I was like 24.
Oh,
that too long?
Shitty.
I don't know. Is that too long?
Too long. Was it high school?
Yeah.
Oh. 6 years?
I don't know.
Seek help.
When's the cutoff?
I can't believe you fired your therapist. I can't believe it.
When's the cutoff, you guys?
19.
Let's go over to our friend Christy this morning. There, I said it. Christy says, stop driving the speed limit in the left lane, you idiots. Learn the rules of the road or take an Uber. There, I said it. Yeah, if you're in the left lane and you're doing 45, you got to move over, you guys.
You got to move over.
It's just the rules of the road.
Jerrica's here. She says...
I'm sorry?
Jerrica.
Never heard of that. That's very pretty.
Yeah, beautiful.
Pop off, Jerrica.
Stunning. We won't... I hope she doesn't want to be identified because she has the most identifiable name. With this take, she said, we should not be celebrating the 4th of July this year, given the state that our country's in. What are we celebrating? There, I said it.
Our independence.
That's Jerrica.
Ground beef is $5.75 a pound. Let's go over to Rachel.
That I literally can't even afford paper towels.
If your kid's daycare pickup takes more than 90 seconds, you're doing it wrong. Get your kid and go.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Some of us have places to be. There, I said it. All right, Rach, pop off. Can't argue with that take. Let's go over to Maddie that says, I think butter is better to cook with than olive oil. I said it. Okay, that was a good first attempt, Maddie. Thank you for texting in this morning. That was very sweet. Thank you so much. I'll go over to our boy, Troy, that says, could care less if she hasn't showered in a week. I'm ready to get some. There, I said it. Oh, my God.
The bar is in the ground. Yeah.
It couldn't be more in the ground, Troy. What's going on, buddy?
I mean, listen.
Absolute animal.
My kind of guy.
Hey.
I'm not really a fan of showering.
Thanks for keeping it authentic, Troy. You do you, buddy. All right, then we'll go over to the most...
a man who knows what he wants.
Yeah.
A dirty pit.
Let's go over to the most toxic man in Rochester. He hasn't weighed in a long time. What's
like
up, guys?
Monday.
It's Big Ed! Thanks for the laughs this morning. Now it's my turn to make you guys laugh.
Oh, God.
Hey, Breezy, what's a pig's favorite karate move? The pork chop?
I hate it here. At the show.
This guy has single-handedly...
He's used that joke like 7 times.
...improved our ratings without us even doing a thing. It's incredible.
We're bleeding listeners.
98 PSY is free. And always will be.
Some adults have no idea how to use emojis. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Anyone else ever get an eggplant emoji from their dad?
It's really uncomfortable.
It's like they're just throwing out random emojis in a text with zero clue of what they actually mean.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example. So my 50-something-year-old uncle, great guy. I love
him. No, I'm obsessed with him. I love him so much.
He's been texting back and forth with Breezy recently about car stuff. And Breezy shows me this text thread. And my uncle, he's Italian, but I think I need to talk to him about this. He's been... using the kissy emoji with the heart coming out of its mouth?
Yeah.
It's just threads of that to Breezy. I'm like, whoa. What's he doing? What are you guys talking about?
He's texting me words, but yeah, he's a big kissy face emoji guy.
He loves it, and he's used it with me a couple of times, too.
I think it's like an Italian thing, maybe?
Well, you know how much trouble I've gotten into in the past with giving people I don't know a kiss on the cheek.
It's really something special.
Sexual harassment.
Yep.
And every single person listening right now has someone in their life, most likely a parent or a grandparent or an adult, who has no idea what they're doing when it comes to emojis. 585-252-9800. Who is that person in your life? Mm-hmm. I need to know. Because I do have a family member, aside from my uncle, who uses the kissy face emoji with everything. I have friends whose parents, like, I had a friend who was in an accident. And their, I think it was their mom that just kept putting the skull emoji.
So bad.
Like, what is that supposed to translate to?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been in situations. I have a friend, a close friend of mine, whose grandpa is actively on Facebook. And every time he comments anything or texts her personally, he'll always do the two pink heart emojis and a skull. That's a signature.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Like, what are we trying to reflect here?
Well, Danielle says my boss uses the sweat droplets emoji every time someone finishes a project on time.
Super
it's
weird.
Deeply uncomfortable. Yeah, shoot us a call. I have to know. These are great. Let's get over to, hi, is this
Gabby?
Gabby?
Yes, it is. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Good morning.
It's Gabby.
Gabby, who do you know who is just awful when it comes to using emojis?
I'm laughing so hard right now at work because my dad's emoji game is a super, like, huge disaster.
just, a dumpster fire, if you will.
He's so sweet, but, yeah, it's really bad.
Give us an example.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, so recently he tried to congratulate me on a new job. I just got a job as a personal trainer.
Love it.
And he... Thanks. Yeah. And he texts me, I'm so proud of you. And he added a muscle, a fire, and an eggplant emoji.
He's just throwing a bunch of randoms in there. Tell me why the eggplant emoji.
Healthy eating. Healthy living. Of course.
Exactly.
Is that really why?
Like, no, I'm kidding. I don't know. He probably
Gabby,
has no idea.
Is that why?
No. That's. I called him and I said, "Do you know what the eggplant means?" And he said exactly that. He said, "Yeah, it's healthy, right? Like clean eating."
Not me translating.
Oh my! That is awesome.
I was like, Dad, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely
like, not. Even
not.
A little bit. A
lot of different meanings to that, and that wasn't where my head went first. And you're like, maybe that says something about me, but sorry, Pops.
That's awesome. So he used the eggplant emoji and the little muscle emoji.
That's actually not even the worst one, okay? Oh. So one time he sent me a text that said, the grandma had a stroke and is in the hospital, and it was followed with a crying, laughing face.
He's dying laughing. He's like, grandma's on death's doorstep.
Let me guess. He confused it for tears?
Yeah, he just thought it meant emotional. Like, it was like an emotional face.
Yes,
I absolutely.
I mean,
was.
I love him. I love him a lot, but he just has no idea what he's doing when it comes
but
to emojis.
There's adults or parents that have no idea what some of these emojis mean, and they're just throwing them into every text.
Just throwing,
kind of like my uncle.
Yeah.
When we're talking about with Breezy, just the kissy face emoji with everyone and anyone. Doesn't matter who they are.
I thought I was like special. I thought he was hitting on me. Turns out that's just how he texts.
Yeah, that's.
I was like, damn it.
That's how he texts.
One time he sent me this thumbs up emoji after my car broke down, and I mean that was it. Like I said, Dad, I need help. My car broke down. Thumbs up.
That sounds very dismissive.
Listen, a dad. I'm telling you right now, a dad loves a thumbs up emoji. I think it's the most used emoji for a dad ever.
I don't know how many people agree with this, but I have a buddy who's very triggered by the thumbs up emoji, and he's willing to cut ties with anybody who just replies with a thumbs up emoji because he finds it incredibly rude and dismissive.
Tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Wow.
Gabby, thank you so much for the call this morning.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome, though. Thanks for the laughs, early.
Oh, we love you.
Your dad is awesome. Tell him we said what's
up. He really is. He really is.
All right, Gabby. Talk soon. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Nicole said, my dad sent me a bunch of fire emojis when my apartment caught fire. He thought he was being supportive.
He's like, fire flames. Yes, queen. Pop off. She's like, Dad, I lost every single thing I ever owned in the fire. He's like, honestly?
I'm so sorry.
He hits her with the thumbs up emoji.
But the fathers, I don't know what it is. That's their favorite emoji to use is the thumbs up. Gabby says Gabby's dad reminds me of my grandpa. He ends every message with the poop emoji because he thinks it's chocolate ice cream.
Oh, we love pudding. Yep, we love an ice pudding dish.
And listen, kudos to anybody over the age of 70.
That is even using an iPhone.
And using emojis.
Yeah.
You know, whether they're using them correctly or not, who cares? let them have at it. You know,
it's just there's a huge language barrier, but we have to adapt and figure it out.
The poop emoji.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good mornings with Moose and Breezy, who sounds like she's been turning on the charm a little too hard lately.
You're so jealous of me, and it shows.
Well, I'm just saying, whether it's sucking up or just trying to impress somebody, that kind of behavior can definitely rub people the wrong way. Now, we have a new GM. Mm-hmm. And he seems like a very nice guy. I introduced myself to him yesterday briefly. And
oh, yesterday you did?
Yes.
Yeah, I met him last Tuesday. So.
That's fine. I'm just not really good with this type of stuff because it's not that I panic. I don't like dead air. I'm trying to fill the gap. You know, if there's nothing to really kind of talk about.
You literally talk for a living. There should never be dead air.
I'm tired. So I looked at him and I'm like, so what do you like to do for fun?
Okay, a little peek behind the curtain for everybody who listens to our show or any radio show in general. The people that you listen to on air, I'm not going to lie, they're hella awkward off air.
That's not true.
I've met some pretty awkward radio people. I'm like, you talk for a living and you can't talk to me off in without a microphone? Super weird.
I've never met the guy and I was a little nervous too because you want to make a first good impression. Obviously, it's your GM, you know what I mean? So he's never met me. I've never met him. He's been in the business a long time. But I find out, like, Breezy setting up meetings one-on-one. I'm like, how come we're not doing this together as a show? That's what I never understood. It's always Breezy is for Breezy.
No. Breezy just has other needs and wants and goals and aspirations, and I think that's okay. You have your own thing. I have my own thing. And the relationships that I have outside this show are my relationships.
Here's how gross this got. So our sales guy got just a beautiful sub tray, beautiful sandwiches.
Gorgeous.
It's all sitting in the conference room. Breezy asked what this guy likes on his sandwich.
No, I did.
She was.
No, I did.
Do you like oil? Do you like mayo? Okay,
no.
I like just a kiss ass.
Sandwich.
It was gross and everybody noticed it. And I was just like, what is she up to? It's making me sick right now.
He was literally late to the meeting and I like had his lunch all laid out, ready to go. Like, I was ready for him. And afterwards, we had a lovely one-on-one, probably like 30 minutes. We just were chatting. We were key-keying. And I'm not going to lie, Moose, like, I looked at my phone last night. He followed me on Instagram. Like, he's obsessed with me.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Obsessed with him. Like, it's just so nice to get on the right foot with your boss.
And I agree, but I think I'm at a point right now in my life, in my career, in my age, where I don't want to try to match your energy.
And that's totally fine.
To do
but
it.
Like when he thinks of PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, he's going to forget the first part. Sorry. And that's on you. That's for you not putting forth effort. That's for you not caring enough.
Right.
And he's going to be like PXY Mornings with
I'm not going to get pulled into the drama. I'm not going to be a kiss ass. I'm very respectful. I'm very professional, but I don't need to go out of my way and do what you do to every boss, because let's be honest, didn't get you far in the past.
And that's on period. But I will say this, the old saying, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And I'm going to keep that and hold it close to my heart. And I'm going to be tiptoeing through the cornfields with our new GM. And I can't wait. And I don't know where you're going to be or how that's going to help you, but I'm worried and focused on building my relationships with the right people. And if you're not, that's on you.
No, I could still have a good relationship with him without being so far up his ass.
I'm just saying, you've put forth zero effort. This was my second meeting with him. We're absolutely crushing it. I feel the bond forming. He follows literally like 100 people on Instagram, and I'm one of them. So
I didn't even know he had an Instagram.
Well, he does. Maybe he made one just to follow me. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think what I'm trying to get at here is I'm trying to have the strongest relationship with this man in the entire building. On a professional level, of course.
Yeah, no, of course. I could definitely see that taking place yesterday. But asking what he wanted on a sandwich, I'm like, I've just noticed that there's been a shift in how things are playing out here with the new boss, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. I just felt like I should be included, that's all.
Yeah, there's been a shift, and I'm loving every second of it.
Put the focus on teamwork.
Listen, we do that every morning, 5:30 to 10. What I do in my after hours is on me. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can you give me a ride later or?
Yeah, I know you still need a ride later. I'm not going to do it. Somebody call Breezy an Uber.
Oh my gosh. I think you should really put forth more effort because it'll get you farther in this business. And that's showbiz, baby. Sorry.
I'm just so frustrated.
You could learn a thing or two from me.
No, and listen, hey, I've been around the block a little longer than you, but I do always appreciate and admire your drive.
You're jealous, and it shows.
I am kind of a little jealous.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.